scripture today comes from 1 Peter 1, beginning with verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by His blood, grace and peace be yours in abundance. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, hello, Christ Church and all of our friends joining us today. I'm so glad you're with us for online worship. If you're on Facebook or the website, say hello to other friends in the comments section. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send them to us. If you want to follow along with my outline, you can do that on the website or the Christ Church app. I begin today with some questions. Have you ever had a time when you found it easy to get down on yourself, to beat yourself up, to lose your confidence? It can happen at work, in our families, at school, in our relationships, and when it does, it's not always easy to recover. The Apostle Peter was familiar with spiritual struggle, post-struggle in the chat. We know that he had his own time of self-loathing, of beating himself up, of particularly after he once boldly declared that he would even die for Jesus and then, in the end, denied ever knowing him. In those moments, Peter lost his confidence and must have had terrible spiritual struggle. But with Jesus' help, Peter recovered. Peter was restored and regained his confidence to follow Jesus and to provide leadership to the new church. No doubt, Peter never forgot that experience of struggle and recovery. I imagine it was a defining characteristic of his ongoing relationship with Jesus as his Lord and Savior, and as he, Peter, provided leadership to the church. For Simon Peter, following Jesus had always involved many thrilling as well as challenging experiences. It must have been thrilling to be part of Jesus' traveling team as he went throughout the land of Israel, preaching the good news, teaching this from the scriptures, healing the sick, setting the captives free. And then it must have been equally agonizing to have seen Jesus betrayed, tried unjustly, and then brutally crucified on the cross. All of Peter's hopes and dreams were crushed, snuffed out by Jesus' death. But then he and the others experienced the glory of the resurrection. The angel told the women, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen." What an amazing time that was for Peter and the others. And all that happened next, Jesus' appearances, his instructions, his ascension. But before even that, Peter's unforgettable breakfast on the beach with Jesus, when, remember, three times he encouraged Simon Peter, "Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep." Jesus was helping Peter get past the failure of his denial and restoring him as leader again. And then came the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the disciples and the church was born. What a day that was for Peter and all the rest. From then on, Peter was all about feeding the sheep, tending the lambs. He provided leadership from Jerusalem for a while, and then he ventured out, like all the apostles, to share the good news as the Holy Spirit led them. And as he preached and taught, Peter's understanding of what God had done in sending his son Jesus became more clear. his own relationship with the risen Jesus grew, and his capacity to encourage and instruct believers across the growing church expanded as well. By the time that he wrote the letter that we call 1 Peter, probably written in the early AD 60s, as the church had spread tremendously. Some 30 years after Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, Peter had seen wonderful expansion of the church, but he'd also experienced challenges too. As his letter indicates, it was a time of trial for believers. They'd already undergone some persecution for their faith, and further trials awaited them. They were living their Christian lives in the midst of a hostile, mostly pagan environment. As he wrote this letter to believers spread out all over Asia Minor in what is modern day Turkey today, what did Peter say to them? How did Peter encourage and instruct believers then? And how do the words in 1 Peter 1 encourage and instruct our lives today? We'll consider the words Peter wrote as we go. What was Peter saying to instruct and encourage? I think the first thing Peter is trying to say from our text this morning is this: you are special to God. Special. You are special to God. Your relationship with God through faith in Jesus places you in a special group. To those early believers and us, he is saying you have a new and profound relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ, and it is a game changer. No matter what the circumstances of your life, remember this: you are special to God. 1 Peter 1:1 begins, "Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect." You are part of God's elect, God's special people, God's special team. The story of the Old Testament is the story of God initiating a relationship with his special people through whom all the other people of the world would be blessed. So Abraham was told in Genesis 12:2, "I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing." And Abraham's descendants, through Isaac and Jacob, did become the people of Israel, whom Moses led out of captivity in Egypt to the promised land. And then the New Testament is the story of Jesus the Messiah, whom the Old Testament had foretold, the long-awaited anointed one from God who would deliver his people from their oppressors and usher in a new kingdom of justice and righteousness and peace. Peter is saying to believers in Jesus, to those who recognize him as Savior and Lord, you are part of God's elect people. You have been adopted into the family of God. Through Jesus, you are being built into a spiritual house as members of the body of Christ. As believers in Jesus Christ, you are part of something God has been unfolding for a long time. First, it was Abraham and Israel, then Jesus and the church. All this is part of God's plan. You, believer, are a son, a daughter of the living God. You have a new identity and a new standing with God because of your faith in Jesus Christ. Sometimes we need to be reminded of who we are and whose we are. Our text continues, "Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, God's special ones, strangers in the world." Yes, our relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ makes us special, but it also makes us strange. This world is not our home. Its values, its influences, its ways are not ultimately our ways. What are we into? Because of our relationship with Jesus, we are into God's words, God's values, God's ways. Are there times when you feel like a stranger in this world? It happens for me often when I'm previewing movies on Netflix or some other provider. As I read the descriptions or as I watch a trailer, I realize I am increasingly a stranger in this world, the odd guy out. Many of those films don't appeal to me at all. Zip, zero, yet. Especially ones that glamorize the dark side of life, or romanticize immorality, or celebrate violence. They have little appeal to me. But obviously, they do appeal to a bunch of people, or they wouldn't be making them. Increasingly, as I live in the midst of 21st century American culture, I feel like a stranger in the world. That was not unusual for believers in Peter's day either. Remember, Jesus had told his disciples they were not of this world. Peter continues, to God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Those earliest believers were scattered throughout the known world. Interestingly, those regions of modern Turkey border the southern part of the Black Sea, while the northern part of the Black Sea is bordered by modern Crimea and Ukraine. It's always amazing how the Bible comes home when we try to understand the geography of it. Jesus, remember, had said, "You'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and then Judea and Samaria and to the utter ends of the earth." It is amazing to think how far the gospel of Jesus and the ministry of the church has spread over the centuries. Christians today are scattered throughout the whole world. I continue to marvel at the global scope of God's kingdom in the world. Through our mission board, you are supporting missionaries connected to our church and Kingdom of God work in faraway places like Egypt, India, Iraq. We continue to celebrate our ministry in Russia with Reverend Irina Mitina and celebrate our past work in Bolivia, Mexico, and the Philippines. And now we've been sending relief monies to the people in Ukraine. Jesus said the kingdom of God is like yeast in flour. A little bit spreads throughout the flour and it impacts the whole loaf. We right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma are making a huge difference for God around the globe. Peter continues, to God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout the world. And then verse 2, who have been chosen. Chosen. He's saying, remember, you are special. You have been chosen. You are part of God's chosen people. There's a great mystery here. Do you remember the movie Toy Story? In the movie Toy Story, the alien balls, remember them? The yellow alien balls inside the arcade game say, the claw is our master. The claw chooses who will go and who will stay. And Buzz Lightyear ridicules these alien ball creatures. But Peter says to those early believers and to us, you have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God. Scripture affirms that God's divine plan is at work and unfolding in the world. It also affirms several things. Yes, we have a free will. Yes, we make our own decisions for or against God. And yes, the world is not perfect. It is fallen. Therefore, bad things happen to good people every day. Yet, in the midst of the seeming chaos, God's purpose in the world is being done. And get this, God's purpose is unfolding in you. Yes, as His chosen ones, You and I are part of His great mission in the world. We are partners and participants in God's great mission in the world. That shouldn't puff us up with pride. It should fill us with much humility and a great sense of responsibility. Remember, Jesus said in Luke 12:48, "To whom much is given, much is required." You have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. Peter is saying this, remember, the Holy Spirit is at work in you. Through your faith in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit has come to live within you. What does the Holy Spirit do within you? Sanctifying work, cleanup work, healing work, equipping work, growing work. Wow! Aren't you so glad there is a Holy Spirit? God has sent us help. If you need wisdom, power, comfort, if you need truth, discernment, or direction, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, remember, the Holy Spirit is at work in you. The Holy Spirit is at work through you to make you more of who God created you to be. You've been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God. In other words, God is in control. Through the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit is at work for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by His blood. Obedience is also part of it. Today is Confirmation Sunday at Christ Church, and a group of young people have been studying and talking together about what it means to be a follower of Jesus. And certainly what they've been studying is something God wants all of us to understand. God's plan is for Jesus Christ to become the Savior and Lord of your life and mine. If Jesus is Lord, we obey Him. We listen to Him. We follow Him. We take our cues and directions from Him. That's what these young people have been learning. This coming week is another first Wednesday, the first Wednesday of the month when we gather for a meal, a mission, a message. This week, the mission is the Demand Project, a ministry addressing the problems of human trafficking and commercial sexual exploitation of children. We know Jesus wants us concerned and involved in ministries like this one, especially when we're talking about children and all those affected by this kind of injustice. I so appreciate Christians who seek to live out what it means to follow Jesus in our current world, and I look forward to hearing more about the Demand Project on Wednesday. Peter is saying to those early believers who were experiencing trials and difficulties in their day, remember who you are. You are special, part of God's chosen ones. Remember whose you are, part of God's family. And remember, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are all doing kingdom of God work through your life because of your faith and commitment to following Jesus. And Peter concludes the greeting of this letter to those earliest Christians with these encouraging words, "Grace and peace be yours in abundance." He's saying, because you are special, because you are God's chosen ones, grace and peace are huge deposits God is providing for your life. You may feel like a stranger in the world. You may feel scattered or fragmented and sometimes alone in the world. Remember this, in Christ, you have grace, acceptance, forgiveness, and peace from God. These are tremendous spiritual gifts which God has provided you to sustain you and keep you going, whatever challenges or circumstances you face. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Let's pray about that. Oh, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, gracious Lord, we thank you for Peter's reminder of who we are, whose we are. In the midst of many challenges today, our spiritual identity often leaks. And so we regularly need to be refilled and re-encouraged by your spiritual truth. Peter reminds us that we are strangers in the world and often scattered. And yet, we have been chosen by God for God's purposes. Through the ongoing work of God's Spirit in us, through our faith in Jesus, we experience grace and forgiveness and peace that we need. Lord, thank you for your spiritual truth. Fill us up again today. In Jesus' name we've prayed. And everyone said, amen, amen. Hey, if you want to visit with me about the message, I would love to hear from you. Get a hold of me. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send them to us. We want to hear from you. We want to pray for you. Thank you for your generosity. Your ongoing gifts help us to continue to reach out to the whole world for Christ and also reach new people in His name. Hey, you can go online, use the app or the website anytime. Be sure to take advantage of our discipleship opportunities. Find all the information you need on our website, cumctulsa.com. Remember this, because of your faith in Jesus, you are special, chosen, and have grace and peace from God. For now, who do you know that needs this same encouragement, grace, and peace?
You know, every morning I get hit by the same bike.
By the same bike?
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle.
The United Women in Faith will have its spring salad luncheon on May 12th at 9:30 a.m. This year, we'll be having speakers from Domestic Violence Intervention Services. We'll also be collecting items for women and children in need. For a list of items or to RSVP, please call me, Lisa, at the office.
Mark your calendars for a men's one-day retreat at Camp Lockridge in West Tulsa on Saturday, May 7th. The theme is Awakening the Warrior and Rite to Passage, and the cost is only $35, which will include breakfast and lunch. Sign up at the Connect Center. The sign-up deadline is today, May 1st.
The Demand Project was founded to address the multifaceted fight against human trafficking and the commercial sexual exploitation of children. They not only address the crimes by partnering with law enforcement, but also the prevention of victimization through education and the restoration journey for survivors. One of the founders, Kristen Weiss, will be speaking at CUMC's First Wednesday program on May 4th. Join us for a meal at 5:30, followed by a message from the Demand Project. First Wednesday, a meal, a mission, a message.
You can find all this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.